This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Tell us who you met earlier.
I met the lovely Lola earlier.
Lola, off of that Mood record.
Yes.
That we're playing at the moment on Radio 1 about having no strings attached or something.
Yeah.
I've been playing it for you every day this week. This is truly an amazing interview. Here's your first question.
Tell us then, what's the song about?
Well done for that one.
What's really wrong good. With that?
I think it kind of speaks for itself, really.
You know, you get a pop star in, you know, you need to know what song the song's about. What's the, you know? I don't see what's funny about that at all. Perfectly good
question.
What's
the song about?
Well, it's a very playful fantasy. It's about desire. It's about female empowerment. It's about sex.
Okay, so it's about female empowerment, this song.
Did you know it was about female empowerment until I asked that question?
Well, maybe it was a good question.
There you go, then.
So it's not just about copping off with somebody willy-nilly. Is it okay to use willy-nilly, do you think, in this context?
I think it's the most appropriate way to use willy-nilly.
Now, this is the... you quickly moved on from that. It's a good icebreaker. Tell us what the song's about,
yeah.
I find.
Thanks.
This is the really good one. I mean, all the great interviewers of our time, David Frost, Jeremy Paxman, and Michael Parkinson, they'd all be proud of this next question. They really would.
Right, now, it's caused like a lot of interest among our listeners who basically think that you're up for it.
Up for what? For sex?
Yeah.
Well, who isn't?
So you are up for it then?
In a situation of my choosing, absolutely.
She's a bit of a little stumped there, wasn't she?
I think she was just trying to find the right words. I don't think I was making her feel uncomfortable.
So you asked if she was up for it, and she said yes in the right situation. What vibes were you getting off Lola at this point?
Oh, huge flirty vibes.
Yeah. I also quite liked it that it's so smooth how you kind of moved on to the next bit. Now, if you're unlucky with the ladies, take note of how Chappers moves in just a moment. Here we go.
What situation would that be?
Well, it can develop. I'm more interested in what situation would you like?
Well, I don't know. I can't think of a situation off the top of my head at the moment. I was wondering what your situation would be, and then I'd see if it would match any situation that I recognise.
Well, one that promotes joy and satisfaction.
Right. Smooth.
See?
Yeah.
See what I did there?
So she wants joy and satisfaction.
Yeah.
So you changed the subject.
I don't do joy or satisfaction.
Another great question, though.
Tell me what kind of bloke you would go for.
Gentle.
Right.
Confident.
Right.
Good sense of humour. Yeah. And a good lover, yeah.
Right. Again, that kind of ruled me out, to be honest.
Gentle.
Right.
Confident.
Right.
Good sense of humour. Yeah. And a good lover, yeah.
Right.
It was like you're doing a checklist to yourself until the last bit. Your voice at the end is something else.
And then a good lover, yeah.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, that I failed there. That was appalling.
Now, it was going quite well. You said that she was quite flirty with you. There are pictures online which would also suggest that.
She looked great as well, you know.
Mm-hmm. Things were going really well, and then you messed it up, didn't you? You stuffed it up good and proper.
Do you like sport?
I like athletes. I mean, I don't know anything about the rules of sports, but I take a gander once in a while.
All right. Do you like football? Like our football?
Yes, I do, actually. I mean, yeah.
Do you like Manchester United?
Yes.
Yeah?
I don't know. Yeah. I'm sure I would if I knew it better.
They're from Manchester. Have you heard of Manchester?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
My sister is moving there in a couple of weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
So you have quite close ties with Manchester?
Yes, I do.
Brilliant. Do you have any Mancunian in you?
Do I want any? Is that,
no, do you have any Mancunian in you?
No, I do not. And are you a Mancunian?
Yeah, I am a Mancunian.
I can see that one coming from miles
away. No.
Okay. Oh.
What's that coming over the hill? Is it that joke?
Yeah, but can I just point out on this? I was asking a genuine question. Do you have any Mancunian in you? And she then turned it on. Do I want any Mancunian in me?
I can't believe you just did that.
I was asking a normal
joke.
Question, and she turned it round to be something a little bit rude. Do you have any Mancunian in you?
Do I want any? Is that
no? Do you have any Mancunian in you?
No, I do not. And Are you Mancunian?
Yeah, I am a Mancunian. And,
I can see that one coming from miles
around. No.
Okay. Wow.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, we asked if any real-life, like, proper weather people were actually listening, and we've got one. Martin Davis, off of the weather on the telly. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Very good, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Now, you've heard what we were saying about Laura's feet predicting the weather.
I think they're amazing.
She thinks she can do it just by using her feet. This all came to light last week when her feet were a little bit warm in the evening. Most nights, wasn't it?
Most nights last week, they were a bit warm, yes.
And then the next day, hey presto, warm sunny weather. So,
definitely a connection there, isn't there?
I think so. Like, you could get rid of all those like expensive satellite dishes and stuff that you have or whatever you use. How do you predict the weather, by the way?
Oh, it's pretty complicated business. Satellites and supercomputers, both of which are probably more expensive than Laura, I would guess.
Yeah. You're not wrong, Martin.
Don't quite know how to take that.
I would just wonder whether Laura's got any bits that forecast the stock market. Or is it just the weather?
It's just weather at the moment.
Right, okay.
Is there anything that you need to know maybe for your forecast later today on the telly?
Well, yeah, I'm really struggling with the forecast for Northern Ireland, sort of Belfast area. I don't really know whether it's going to stay cloudy all day or whether the sun might just peep through.
The thing is, you see, at the moment, you know, like reflexology, where like different parts of your feet correspond to different areas of your body.
I think
it might just be a local thing with her feet at the moment. I don't think she can predict the whole UK at the moment.
Right, does it go beyond her shoes?
I just think it's a local thing, a London thing,
London,
really.
Yeah. As far as London. Okay, well, what sort of temperature does Laura think we'll get in London tomorrow afternoon?
Hang on a second, we've got to get our shoes off first, Martin. So, Chappers, if you could just describe Laura's feet.
Well, she's taking off her white pumps at the moment. And now a black sock. And her feet, I would say, are maybe size 6, maybe. I don't want to touch them. No, seriously. I don't want to touch them.
No, you have to touch them.
No, I want to touch them.
I need you to touch them to tell me what temperature they're at.
You've got a bit of athlete's foot on that toe, by the way.
It's back.
They're kind of...
I bet you're glad you're involved in this, aren't you, Martin?
I'm waiting to fill in this forecast.
Something special.
They're a bit clammy and a bit sweaty underneath, and on top they're sort of, I'd say, quite tepid.
Right.
So, Laura, what's the weather going to be tomorrow?
From what Mark said, I can therefore predict that the weather tomorrow is going to be quite wet, but then in the afternoon we might have a bit of a dry spell. But mostly rain tomorrow because they are quite clammy.
And Martin, what's your official forecast for tomorrow?
Are both feet telling the same story? Because if you're clever like weather people, you'd have one foot saying one story and the other foot saying another.
I'll keep your options open.
Yeah, I'm not touching the other one.
I think she might have it the wrong way around. Perhaps she's got her shoes on her wrong feet. I think it might be dry and sunny in the morning and then more cloudy in the afternoon with a shower, maybe.
Ooh.
Do you think it'll be warmer than today or colder than today?
I think my feet are predicting about 21, 22, something like that.
God, they're bloody good feet.
That's right, Martin.
They're not Martin,
though. You thought it was a joke, didn't you?
I'm getting worried now. I should be out of a job at this rate.
So, Laura, you're saying wet weather tomorrow.
Yeah.
And Martin, you're saying dry.
I'm saying dry in the morning, maybe a shower in the afternoon.
Right, well, we'll find out who's right tomorrow, won't we?
Yeah.
Laura's feet are your big satellites. Thanks, Martin.
Okay, you're welcome.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily. This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1.